You're listening to the Christian Post Daily Podcast. Today is Monday, January 23rd. Research from Do No Harm, a quote, diverse group of physicians, healthcare professionals, medical students, patients, and policymakers determined to protect healthcare from a radical, divisive, and discriminatory ideology has revealed that, quote, extreme gender ideology drives the United States to provide transgender medical care to younger children, while Europe goes a safer and more scientific route. The report concluded that while the U.S. continues to defer to gender-affirming care, which views the refusal to affirm a trans-identified youth's self-professed sexual identity as harmful and unethical, European countries have begun to follow a different approach. The report attributes the embrace of so-called gender-affirming care in the U.S. to the fact that, quote, the belief that biological sex and gender are socially constructed has made its way into American classrooms, courtrooms, bathrooms, and boardrooms. The research, which compared the policies to the U.S. with those of 11 Western and Northern European countries, found that the policies of some states make the U.S. the most lenient among the nations studied. For example, the research found that while some states restrict minors' access to sex reassignment surgery, double mastectomies have been performed on girls as young as 12 years old. By contrast, more than half of the European countries examined in the research have set the minimum age for sex change surgeries at 18. Belgium, Denmark, Finland, Luxembourg, Sweden, and the United Kingdom. Iceland and Ireland have a minimum age of 16 for sex change surgeries. While Norway and the Netherlands permit trans-identified girls to have double mastectomies at 16, all other procedures are only available to adults. The U.S. also has much looser age guidelines for prescribing cross-sex hormones and has a significantly higher number of pediatric gender clinics that offer body disfiguring surgeries and cross-sex hormones to trans-identified youth than its European counterparts. A group of mothers showed up with their babies at the office of Senator Elizabeth Warren, Democrat from Massachusetts, on Wednesday to refute the senator's claims that pro-life pregnancy centers are fake and exist to deceive women. The group of mothers shared with Warren's staff at her Capitol Hill office how the pro-life Stanton Healthcare Clinic helped them navigate their pregnancies. The women also extended an invitation for Warren to visit the center, according to a tweet from Reverend Patrick Mahoney, the chief strategy officer for Stanton. The effort is part of an initiative launched by the Stanton Public Policy Center and the pro-life Purple Sash Revolution during the January 18th to 22nd March for Life Week in Washington, D.C. The organizations also plan to visit the office of Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Democrat from New York, on Thursday to share their stories and extend an invitation to visit Stanton's headquarters in Meridian, Idaho, but could only meet outside, saying Ocasio-Cortez's staff locked the door. The visits are part of Stanton's Not Fake to Me campaign, with advocates calling for the House Judiciary Committee to hold public hearings regarding the trend of vandalism and arson targeting pregnancy resource centers. The National Trust for Historic Preservation announced this week that it will give $4 million in grants to help preserve 35 historically African-American congregations in the United States. The 35 churches were selected out of 1,200 possible proposals, with NTHP Senior Vice President Brent Leggs, who also serves as Executive Director of the African-American Cultural Heritage Action Fund, telling the Christian Post this marks the largest gift to date by the Action Fund, adding, quote, in addition to helping churches preserve their heritage assets, the program is designed to help congregations remain in or return to their home church building. Former Southern Baptist Convention President Johnny Hunt returned to the pulpit on Sunday, approximately 6 months after he was suspended as pastor emeritus by First Baptist Church Woodstock in Georgia, following an investigation that concluded allegations he sexually assaulted a younger pastor's wife over a decade ago are credible. Hunt preached at Highland Park Baptist Church in Florida, where senior pastor Stephen Kyle introduced him as, quote, one of the greatest pulpiteers in our generation. Kyle also shared that the former preacher and his wife joined the church as members last summer, around the time Hunt was suspended by First Baptist. Hunt said during his A Wineskin and Smoke sermon, quote, how many of you know that God's callings are irrevocable? Sometimes you may think, well, you know, I made some bad choices in my life, and by the way, have you ever made a choice that you wish you could undo, but you can't undo it? What do you do with stuff that you can't undo? You give it to Jesus, and he washes us and he cleanses us in the blood as we repent and return to him. Luke Tillman, a 5-year-old boy who went viral after a video of him baptizing a stuffed animal made the rounds online, recently appeared on an episode of award-winning singer Jennifer Hudson's self-titled daytime television talk show. Tillman declared, quote, "When I grow up, I'm going to be a pastor and a Christian." The boy's father, a pastor, called the boy's desires a blessing, saying, quote, "I'm thinking now the pressure is always on preacher's kids, and the whole development of him and desire to want to do it and genuinely want to do it, it's a blessing." The video of the young boy baptizing a Paw Patrol stuffed animal has been viewed more than 20 million times. The individual or individuals responsible for leaking the U.S. Supreme Court decision that overturned Roe v. Wade remains unidentified, according to a recently released report. In a statement issued on Thursday, the Supreme Court announced that its investigation has to date been unable to identify a person responsible by a preponderance of the evidence. Last May, a draft opinion in the case Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health, which ended up striking down Roe by concluding that abortion was not a constitutional right, was leaked to the public. This is believed to be the first time that a Supreme Court ruling has been made known to the public before its official release. This led to condemnation from Chief Justice John Roberts, and an investigation was launched. Roberts tasked the Marshal of the Supreme Court and her staff with the investigation. The Supreme Court noted that the Marshal, quote, "will continue to have our full support in their ongoing search for the decision leaker." We hope you enjoy listening to the Christian Post Daily Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast in your podcast player of choice: Apple Podcasts on iPhone, Spotify on iPhone or Android, or Google Podcasts in your Android device. Don't forget you can download the Edify app by searching for Edify, E-D-I-F-I, in the iPhone or Android app stores. There you can access our entire network of faith-based and uplifting podcasts. You can also subscribe to the Christian Post Daily Newsletter and get the top headlines every day delivered right to your inbox. You can click the links to download the Edify app or subscribe to the newsletter in the podcast episode description. We would also appreciate a 5-star rating and review in the Apple Podcasts app or in Spotify. Thank you for listening. This has been the Christian Post Daily Podcast.